Acimauton nicondo Benito G.
God bless Benin, said Pope Benedict XVI in Fon, a local language, as he arrived in the Republic of Benin on the afternoon of Friday, November the 18th. It must have been a moving moment for him as he landed at the nation's international airport of Cotonou, this republic's economic capital. An airport named after one he was close to for so many years in the Vatican, the first sub-Saharan African cardinal, Bernardin Gantin. Earlier on, answering journalists' questions on the plane, he'd highlighted his admiration for his former colleague's practical and profound intelligence and faith, and even his sense of humour. And when he was greeted by the president of the nation, Mr. Thomas Yayi Bono, and his wife, together with civil and religious authorities, the atmosphere was warm and welcoming in true African style. And the Holy Father expressed his affection both to the government and to the local bishops' conference for inviting him during the year in which Benin celebrates the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with the Holy See, as well as the 150th anniversary of its evangelization. The Pope then highlighted the broader outreach of this apostolic journey. It fulfills my desire, he said, to bring back to African soil the post-synodal apostolic exhortation Africae Munus.
Africae Munus. Ces réflexions guideront l'action pastorale.
Its reflections will guide the pastoral activities of numerous Christian communities in the coming years. May this document set seed and take root, grow and bear much fruit, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30, as Christ himself said. More broadly, in his arrival speech, Benedict also paid tribute to the former kingdom of Dahomey's ancient and noble traditions, pointing to the contribution of traditional chiefs on the path forward. I would like, he stressed, to encourage them to contribute with their wisdom and understanding of local customs in the delicate transition currently underway from the traditional to the modern. Finally, the Pope highlighted how the Church might contribute in a specific way to that path forward by her presence, her prayer, and her various works of mercy, especially in education and healthcare. She wishes to give her best to everyone. She wants to be close to those who are in need, near to those who search for God. She wants to make it understood that God is neither absent nor irrelevant, as some would have us believe, but that he is a friend of man. It is in this spirit of friendship and fraternity that I come to your country.
C'est dans cet esprit d'amitié et de fraternité que je viens dans votre pays, Monsieur le Président.
Following his arrival, Pope Benedict then covered the 12 kilometres to the Cathedral of Cotonou by Pope Mobile, surrounded by crowds of enthusiastic Beninois. Crossing the two bridges over the canal between the lagoon and the Atlantic Ocean and slowly making his way towards the city's cathedral. An early 20th century architectural feat decorated in alternate rows of burgundy and white brick. It's dedicated to Our Lady of Mercy, and when the Pope spoke, he focuses attention precisely on mercy. As we praise God for the marvels which he never ceases to bestow upon humanity, I invite you, he said, to meditate for a moment on his infinite mercy.
Je vous invite à méditer un instant sur sa miséricorde infinie.
A moment earlier, he had shone the spotlight on two former archbishops of Cotonou buried there, describing them as heroic workers in the vineyard of the Lord and pastors full of zeal and charity. On a more historical note, the Holy Father did not neglect to point to the decisive role of one of these men, Archbishop de Souza, in the country's transition to democracy. It was a prayerful moment, ending with a blessing and a prayer to Our Lady of Africa, asking her to obtain for all of humanity salvation and peace.
Obtiens pour toute l'humanité le salut et la paix. Amen.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.